The Stettler Public Library hosted a movie night at the Performing Arts Center on May 9, which was followed by a Q&A with the film's director, producer, James Rexidler, and producer Joel Goundry. The Depression-era film follows the lives of the Lawson brothers when Tom Lawson returns to his home in Delburn, Alta, in hopes of dealing with a looming problem from an affair in Edmonton while serving as MLA. While there, he spends time with his brothers Dan and Huck, while also trying to promote the promises of Premier William Eberhardt and the Social Credit Party. But the relationship between the brothers is anything but smooth, and it quickly escalates as Tom faces a crisis of his own. The period piece was filmed at several Alberta locations, including the Rexidler's home of Delburn, Alta. The Canadian National Railway station in Big Valley was used for some of the scenes, with the former Delburn station sign on loan from the Anthony Henday Museum in Delburn. A climactic scene in and around an old-fashioned railway water tower was filmed using both the museum attraction at the Delburn Museum, exterior filming at the same type of tower in Heisler, Alberta, and even a set built to replicate the inside of the water tower itself. Other filming locations included several buildings at Fort Edmonton Park and an outdoor skating rink in Delburn. An interior set that was used in the film had also been used for the film The Assassination of Jesse James. Rexidler explained that he had hoped to be able to use the Alberta Prairie Steam Tours steam train for the railway footage, and worked closely with the owners, operators, but it was finally determined that it was not possible in the cold weather, and stock footage was used for exterior shots of the train traveling. Some of the 1920s, 30s era vehicles that were used in the production also had a hard time with the cold weather, particularly one truck used briefly but had to be changed out when it couldn't get running again. During the Q&A portion, Rexidler noted particular moments that had been lucky during productions. One such situation was footage of the former Nevis plant flare stack flashing, lighting up the sky. The orange light it produced was filmed by the crew and was able to be used for a mine explosion scene during the movie. There had also been some scenes where actual snowfall took place. This added to the movie without the production team needing to recreate snowfall, which would have been a substantial cost. He also spoke of how the cast had been completely behind the project and were willing to do whatever was needed.